Good morning and welcome. A special welcome to the Cass boys and any wedding visitors this morning. I will not be talking about anything related to marriage, as I have zero experience with that and would be terribly unqualified to talk about that. As we turn the corner into 2024, someone asked me recently if I have any New Year's resolutions. And I thought, is it 2024 already? I have a baby sister that's graduating college this year. Brayden, a longtime friend, got married yesterday. And I have friends that are having children. These are all people I thought were absolute babies. And I thought, am I getting old? Unfortunately, yes. Time has a way of slipping through our fingers like sand. Some people say that time flies, and it truly does. Psychologists attribute the phenomenon of time flying to routine and predictability. Events that have exciting or fun or memorable experiences tend to slow the sense of time. So if time is flying for me, that means that I like routine and predictability. So I'm basically a boring person. The new year presents a plethora of opportunities for us. 2023 is in the past. All the things that we wish we would have done differently, all the bad decisions, those are behind us, and 2024 is ahead of us as a clean, fresh slate to make better decisions. You might make a New Year's resolution that says, that you say, I'd like to eat healthier in 2024. Or you might say, I'd like to exercise more and get out and enjoy the sunshine more. Those would be things that would profit you in your physical life, help you feel better. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, bodily exercise profits a little bit, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So those New Year's resolutions that you've made, those are good. They will help you feel better, have more energy, and enjoy life more. But what is most important is our spiritual life and the spiritual condition that we have in our eternal destination. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine your faith to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is in you. If not, you have failed the test of having genuine faith. I want to look at ways that we can evaluate and examine our spiritual lives this morning. This is something that we should do on a regular basis. And the beginning of 2024, the new year, is a good excuse to do it. So I'd like to open it up to you all. Just shout out these answers. What are different areas of your lives that you would like to examine and improve in 2024? What are ways that you'd like to work on and improve on yourself in 2024?
Learn to listen to God better.
Listen to God better. Love it.
Growing relationship with my Lord.
Bingo. Relationship, grow in our relationship with God. Great.
Live a life of continuous prayer.
Live a life of continuous prayer. Absolutely.
Communicate better with my wife.
Communicate better with your wife. These are great. I want to talk about two this morning, and some of you touched on them. I want to talk about a relationship with God, especially as it
my relationship with God, and you all can evaluate your own lives, and my relationship with my family. Those are two areas that I want to examine in this year. As I examine my relationship with God, I want to read 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. You can turn there or follow along in your hearts if you like. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering that you are. I am part of a six-man support group, and one of the things that we do is directly relate our screen time with the amount of time that we must spend in the Word, praying or meditating on God's Word. So if our screen time on our phones go up, that means we also need to increase the time spent in the Word or in prayer. And that has been something that has been very effective in cutting down unnecessary screen time for myself. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything that you do flows from it." I aim to spend minimal time on my phone and maximum time in God's Word. The second thing that I want to work on is my relationship with my family. Most of our family is here in Hutchinson this week, not all of them. I come from a medium-large family with diverse... we all live in different areas, and some are believers, some are not believers, but we all... And we all have, those that are believers have various levels of conservatism and ways that we practice church. But our whole family gets along really well, and we all love each other. And I attribute that to my parents. Growing up, there were a few rough years when my older brothers decided to make some decisions that were not congruent with the way that we were brought up. And it would have been understandable if my parents would have said, "You made those actions, you made those decisions, and you need to live with the decisions and the consequences that you've made," and turn their backs. That is not what they did. Instead, my parents were always willing to help, always willing to show love and the love of God to my brothers that were not walking in God's way. We always had an open dinner invitation for my brothers or anyone for a hot meal, and if my parents would go out to eat, my brothers were always invited, and my dad would always pick up the bill. That was a way for my dad to say, I think it was a way for him to say that I still love you, and I still want you to be a part of our family, even though the decisions that you're making are not as I wish they would be. My brothers often came for dinner, and most of the time left immediately after. Years and years and years later, some things are a lot the same. Our family still gets together for meals, and my dad still pays. But things have changed too. My older brothers that were so quick to dine and dash before, they're not in a hurry to leave as much as they were before. they love each other, and we love spending time together. I want to be as loving to my family as my parents have been to me and my brothers. Thank you, Dad, Mom. We don't need to wait to evaluate our spiritual lives until year end, but it is a good time to look at our lives and reflect and say, what can I do differently? What can I change in the new year? I want to read two verses from Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Jesus, what do I need to do? What do I need to work on in my life? I want to end with three verses from James 1, verses 23 through 25. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues into it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for a time of reflection. Thank you for a time to evaluate our spiritual lives and ask, what can we do? What can we change in our spiritual lives? I ask your blessing and presence on our service this morning. I thank you for your help in the past, and I just ask your continued direction daily on our lives in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jordan, for leading us in that time of